Welcome to Do This, Not That, the podcast for marketers. Each episode is packed with quick tips. They're super short, and at the end, we have some fun. Let's jump into it, and thanks for being here. We are back for Ask Us Anything from the Do This, Not That podcast presented by Marigold. This is our short episode where all week long we get in questions. We get in work questions. We get in super ridiculous questions. We try to tackle one of each. And if you want to submit a question, you'd be actually cool. You go to jschwedelson.com. There's a button that says podcast. Another one says Ask Us Anything, and that's it. We need your questions. So let's do the work question before the ridiculous question. We got a question in from Ben from Seattle. Ben, what do you got? Jay, I got burned bad in a meeting. I sourced a stat I got from ChatGPT in a presentation, and someone called me out and said that was not true. And guess what? They were right and I was wrong. Super embarrassing. Does that mean I cannot use stats from AI? So this is a great question because this is something I had to go and do a lot of investigation on, because I'm sure all of us, we go on ChatGPT and we go on other AI tools, Claude, whatever you use, I don't care. And then we say, oh, we're working on this blog, we're working on a podcast, we're working on a webinar, we're working on a presentation. What doesn't matter? And you ask it for stats and information and whatever. And then you get back the information and it sounds super legit. It will actually say, you know, if you do this, it says 37% of people, blah, blah, blah. And it's a stat. Okay. And sometimes not only will they say the stat, the AI tool, when you ask it a question, and it will say, according to, you know, HubSpot, according to Salesforce, according to whoever, right? And they're like, oh, it said a stat and it said, according to whoever, that means it's real. But then what I've realized, so, and I'll give you what I found and what you should do about it, is that even when it gives you a stat, even when it says, and this is from whatever source, whatever, sometimes when I see the stat, I'm like, you know, that sounds ridiculous. Is that really true? And I'll ask ChatGPT again, is this stat that you just gave me actually true? And then a lot of times it'll say, actually, sorry, it's not true. And every time I want to take my computer and throw it against the wall, because I'm like, well, why'd you give it to me in the first place? So here's the wild part. And I asked ChatGPT, for example, and I said, I want to know the truth. What percentage of statistics that you give back when someone asks are actually not accurate? And by the way, I have a solve for this. What percentage of stats that you give back are actually not accurate? And what ChatGPT itself said, 40 to 50% of stats shared by ChatGPT are not actually real stats, even if they say according to whomever. That is wild. So half the time when you're getting a stat from it, you need to actually further verify it. And so what you want to do is when you are asking for a stat, I don't care what it is, okay? It doesn't matter what it is. You need to use this prompt specifically. Okay, I'm going to put it in the show notes. You say this, give me stats for whatever, right? Give me stats for email marketing open rates, for HR laws that have been passed in the last, I don't care, okay? Give me stats for whatever, but clearly label them as either sourced and 100% accurate or inferred. And prioritize real stats with sources that you have verified when possible. Okay. And when you do that, and you could even say for any stat you ever give me moving forward, that you want your stats to be clearly labeled as sourced and fully verified versus inferred. Because about half of the stats they provide back are inferred. What ChatGPT and the other AI tools are doing is they're taking all sorts of data that's out there and they're mushing it into one stat and they're spitting it back to you and they're saying it's a real stat, but when you dig into it, it's not. But when you ask ChatGPT or any other AI tools to say, I want to know that this is sourced and verifiable and 100% accurate, it then will only give you the information that is actually accurate. This is like really important, because if not, just like Ben, you're going to get kind of screwed on what it is that you're sharing out there, what it is that you're putting out there. It is This is not like what they call hallucinations by AI. Hallucinations by AI is just completely made up stuff. That's not what this is. What this is them taking data from all over the planet, okay, and they're inferring a statistic, which is weird because a statistic, just because of the nature of what it is, should be accurate, but they're not. So you literally can't take a stat that just comes from AI unless you push back and say, I need to know this stat is 100% accurate, it's verifiable, and what is this actual source? All right, I know that's pretty wild. But so that was a really good question because this has messed me up so bad. All right, let's get to the ridiculous portion of the podcast. We got a question in from Jamie. What up, Jamie? Where are you from? Oh, you're from Deerfield Beach. That's right near me. All right, Jamie, what's your question? Jay, you mentioned you went on your annual guys trip to Las Vegas. So how was it? Okay, this is true. So for any new listeners out there, I go on an annual guys trip with my friends from college. My six friends from college, we go every year. I strongly recommend everybody doing this. And we just got back. And the way we do it is one person picks out of the hat and whoever gets picked out of the hat is in charge for that year planning the trip. And my buddy who loves gambling and all this nonsense, he picked Vegas. I could do without Vegas. No offense to Vegas. Vegas is a great city. I'm not a gambler. I don't like it that much. I'm horrendous at it, whatever. So into Vegas. It was great. But speaking of gambling, actually, about to go down a rabbit hole. So here's what happened with the gambling. So none of my friends are like, you know, gambling lots of money or anything like that. But so the second night we were there, everyone's like, let's play blackjack. And I don't know how to play blackjack. I mean, I know you try to get to 21. You don't want to go over 21. That's basically what I know. I've never played blackjack. I'm not a gambler, right? Which is fine if you are. Good for you. I don't know. I'm just not. And so like everybody else, all the other six guys are like, no, we'll teach you whatever. So first we find the table with like the lowest dollar amount that you could play at a table. And I sit down next to some random dude because we couldn't get all the chairs. And I had no idea what I was doing. And so they would give you the card and then I didn't know when to hit or not hit. So I would hit and apparently I was hitting at the wrong time because you're only supposed to hit when certain cards are there or not card. The guy next to me was getting annoyed. He's like, dude, you don't know what you're doing. And so I got up. I was very uncomfortable. So then we found a table where all six of us could sit down together and we played and they were telling me what to do. And everybody at the table proceeded to lose money. Not a lot of money, but money. Not one person won money. I said, this game stinks because all you're doing is following some sort of pattern or whatever. It was horrendous. It wasn't fun. It was not. My friend's like, no, this is fun. I'm like, we just all lost money. This stinks. So then I said to them, listen, after dinner, because we were going out to dinner, none of my friends knew how to play craps. I said, I'm going to teach you guys how to play craps. And again, I'm not a gambler. So why do I know how to play craps? Well, in college, I did many, many, many stupid things. I mean, really epically stupid things. One of the stupid things that I did in college was that me and a buddy of mine built a craps table. We had no idea what we were doing. We built a craps table and in his apartment, we were the house and we would have people come over and play craps for money during college. I mean, talk about a stupid idea. We ended up doing really well with it, but what was I doing? Why was I not like studying? I don't know. So I never gambled a lot. But I liked figuring out how to make some money. So in college, we had a craps table. So I really knew how to play craps. But I don't think I've played maybe one time since then and maybe for like $50 or something like that. So anyway, so after dinner, I go, let's go to the craps table. And nobody knew how to play craps. I'm like, this is going to be terrible. This is going to be boring. It's going to be bad. So we go to the craps table and we're all there. And there's a lot of people there, whatever. And my buddy is the one to roll. This is not normal how it goes down. So my buddy proceeded to roll. And the way craps works is if you roll for a long time without rolling a seven, then everyone can make a lot of money. The dude rolled for like 25 minutes. It was out of like a movie. Everybody at the table was making a ton of money. It was, we weren't betting a lot, but you just couldn't not make money because it was going on and on forever. And everyone was like, this is the greatest game of all time. It was wild. It was so crazy. I've never seen this before. Not that I'm there so much, but it went on for so long. And my buddy made everybody so much money. I made the money because I taught him how to play that one of the dudes at the other end of the table threw my buddy $100 chip because he said, you made me so much money. I want to give you some money. And he gave him $100. I was like, I've never seen that before. This is wild. So anyway, blackjack stinks. Craps was great. I really probably won't gamble again for years because it's not my jam. I don't like losing money. And that was fun. So Vegas was cool. Check the box. I need to get to the Sphere. I still haven't gotten to the Sphere. Everybody got to the Sphere. So this is the update. This is what I got for you. And yeah, do me a favor. Register for Guru Conference, our free virtual email marketing event. We're going to have 25,000 people there. Nicole Kidman's keynoting. We just announced Lance Bass is going to be there from NSYNC. It's going to be wild. We're going to run out of virtual seats. So go to guruconference.com and I will check you later. You did it. You made it to the end. Nice. But the party's not over. Subscribe to make sure you get the latest episode each week for more actionable tips and a little chaos from today's top marketers. And hook us up with a 5-star review if this wasn't the worst podcast of all time. Lastly, if you want access to the best virtual marketing events that are also 100% free, visit guruevents.com so you can hear from the world's top marketers like Damon John, Martha Stewart, and me. Guruevents.com. Check it out.